This is you.
Thank you so much. Health, like sustainability, liberty, and innovation, mean different things to different people. Let me give you the metaphor of what's called the tea kettle problem that's popularized by George Whiteside, a good mentor and also collaborator of Hyatt Cindy. So what's a tea kettle problem? You see a tea kettle and there's hot water in it and you ask why the water is hot, okay? And there are several answers to this. And the first one could be like, okay, well, the kinetic energy of the water is high and the molecules bounce against one another and the walls, and therefore the water is hot. So that's a scientific answer, okay? The second approach could be to, well, the kettle was sitting on a stove with the flame on, so that's why the water is hot. And that's an answer rooted in logic. And a third approach could be to see, okay, well, the water is hot because I wanted hot water for tea. And that's an answer rooted in intention. And finally, if you're a moral philosopher, you might say, well, it's part of God's plan for the universe, and that's why the water is hot. So it depends on how you frame the question, and how, and these questions mean different things to different people, so there aren't any simple answers. That's what's happening with health and sustainable development goals. So what do? You try to understand health as a system of systems. Everything in health influences everything else, and so do the goals within the sustainable development framework. Okay? To properly and comprehensively evaluate the effectiveness of health interventions, we need to go beyond the narrow analytical paradigms that we have created for ourselves. Most notably, cost-effectiveness analysis and its cousin, cost-benefit analysis. They have great value, but they are incomplete and inadequate. So, take for example, these approaches cannot include the impact of distributional effects, such as inequality and disproportionate effect of a disease on socioeconomically disadvantaged populations, social customs like burial rites in West Africa, and programmatic issues such as a fit of a vaccine within an existing immunization campaign and so forth. So there are a lot more parameters that affect major policy decisions, and we need to be considerate of that. Consider what just happened with Ebola last year. 15 years ago, we learned that last year, that several groups tried to pursue the development of an Ebola vaccine. But Ebola vaccine, the development strategies were shelved because of low commercial promise, because there were several other factors that influenced and that need to be considered that weren't considered in the past. So an Ebola vaccine would never compete against an annual flu vaccine or rotavirus vaccine. Just an example. To properly include, we need advanced analytical platform rooted in systems analysis, something that we learned very well from our panelists today, Axel Flegg and yourself. And so a range of tools are available for global health and global development communities from the world of systems engineering and operations research. And we have a great deal to learn from aviation world and ecology and so forth. So that's the point that I want to make. So tools of systems analysis can help offer inclusion of value systems. They can enhance transparency among various decision makers. They can help discussion, facilitation, and potentially even decision convergence on a range of things. And finally, illuminate data deficiencies. And I think that's an important thing to do. Needless to say, such an approach would be helpful to a wide range of issues that we talked about today, as in the context of the innovation ecosystem. The time is now, and the need is great. So thank you all.
Thank you, Guru.